Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
I am going to say the prayer this time. I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Yes, sir.
I want to say a prayer for something that's really been on my mind really heavy here lately. And then we'll get started.
Sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to take this opportunity to thank you, to be able to come together and worship you, Father. The most important thing I want to pray for right now is that you reach out and you touch the hearts of the people that don't know you, that you soften them and you bless them and bring them to you. May your words and your help and your kindness deliver them from the evil one, Lord. Let's build up the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Oh, man, I just threw it all off. Now I'm all lopsided.
It's better to suffer for doing good than to suffer for doing bad.
Yes, it is.
First Peter chapter 3.
Verse 17.
17. I was going to say 17.
Híjole, chingawe.
Oh, man. We've had a great start to the day.
We've burned up a little over 2 hours. About an hour and a half.
Yeah. A little longer than usual.
Just BSing. So Hopefully, I mean, when we do that, it's usually good content that comes out, as long as we don't go too long. But something that I kind of was really weighing on me. I don't know if we've talked about this. Dad sent something. I know we kind of touched on it a little bit last week.
Okay.
How does somebody that's born blind and deaf come to Christ?
Well, he and I kind of talked about that personally. I don't know. That's a tough answer, tough question. But I also think that there are people that have no possible way of understanding what that means when you talk to them about it, and yet Christ can still touch them. I truly believe, based on God's word, that he's implanted in our hearts from birth. He's already there.
We are his creation.
Right. And I think that it says, I don't know where, but he says, by the measure of faith that's been given to you, like God knew you from before birth, right? It says that in scripture, that God knows you from before birth. He knows the number of hairs on your head, right? Like some of us less than others, but he knows how many.
Who's some?
Me.
Oh.
Me.
Man, I know I got a five head, but I got hair.
I was talking about me.
My hairline's like, fall back.
No, mine's like, march back. We're going backwards. Anyway, that was just a side note. But I believe that also, we did a little research on the actual likelihood of that. Somebody being born. Now, here's the thing. The definition of blind and deaf are really not what you and I...
Skewed. Yeah, because you, like, technically, I'm deaf in one ear, but I'm not deaf.
Deaf, right. But you can be considered legally deaf.
Blind. You can also
and
be
legally blind. And legally blind. Still hear and still something. See. And see something. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, what we were talking about is complete and total darkness and complete and total silence.
That's a complete different thing. Can you imagine trying to feel your way through life?
I don't know that you would ever
Okay, let me ask you this. What language do you dream in?
Whatever language you hear, I guess. But you can't
hear.
Do
you even know a language?
I have no idea. That's a great question.
What are your thoughts at that point? I mean, if you don't know words... Oh, man, we're going down a rabbit hole right now. If you don't know words,
how can you know
what are you thinking? Because you can't be like, oh, this sucks, because you don't know how to say this sucks.
Yeah. You probably come up with your own language. There would be some. Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know what you would do. But
There would have to be something. Yeah, or vibration. Nothing says you can't feel, right?
Yeah.
You can feel...
But how do you learn Braille if you can't hear? Because you can't just feel it and be like, oh, these three dots mean can.
Right.
Oh, these seven dots mean
forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm obviously using the same amount of letters I'm using, like dots, but.
Yeah, because we don't know anything about that either. I mean, the answer to the question, I don't know. But I know that with God, all things are possible.
You know what I think it is? What's that? It's faith.
It's already in there.
Because let me ask you this. If you are born, no eyesight, zero hearing, 100% deaf and blind, you can't see evil, you can't hear evil.
How can you
what
know
What do you evil? Have? Nothing but, because you can't say that, like, when did you start like really discovering that the world was a pile of crap?
Very early.
Hear and see things, right?
Yeah.
If you can't hear them or see them, if you can't hear the negativity going on in the world and you can't see the negativity going on in the world, you can't hear the corruption, you can't see the corruption, you don't know there's corruption.
Yeah, at that point.
Your heart is pure at that point.
My question is what's the difference between that and being dead?
Poof.
I don't have an answer. What's the difference between living alive
what is right the, now? I wonder what the percentage, what's the possibility of being born
100%?
100% deaf and blind.
The
is it possible? Because I would think that you would have to be, maybe you were born deaf and you lose your eyesight.
Right.
But you can't,
we looked it up.
Vegetable.
Let's look this up. Let's just try. It's going to give you general answers. It's not going to give you a great answer. What is the likelihood?
Hit up ChatGPT.
That a person is completely blind.
Born.
Okay, hold on. Completely
deaf. From birth.
From birth.
I don't know, even birth.
Probably a child being born both completely deaf.
1 in 10,000 or even 1 in 15. Oh, dang. Deaf blindness often encompasses a spectrum of vision and hearing impairments.
Varying degrees of severity. Yeah. That's the problem. It doesn't say what we're thinking. Like in our minds, we're thinking complete.
100%. Okay, yeah. What is this? Cognitive deaf blindness can arise from genetic conditions like Usher syndrome, which affects hearing, vision, and balance. Oh, dang.
Prenatal spectrum of
impairments. What is that one? Spectrum of impairments.
It's important to understand that deafblindness isn't a binary condition. Individuals experience varying degrees of vision and hearing loss. Some may have profound hearing loss, severe visual impairment, while others have less severe impairments on one or both sentences.
10,000 children. While the exact numbers are may vary, the estimated numbers around 10,000 children in the U.S. with deaf blindness.
And again, the definition of deaf
is very obscure.
And the definition of blind aren't what you and I are thinking.
Besides Usher syndrome and congenital rubula syndrome, other causes include CHARGE syndrome, prematurity, and various infections.
And that's a cause. I don't want to dive into AI.
No, we don't want to go into the causes or anything. But
it's just interesting because it's not giving you the definition that we're looking for. We're looking for people who cannot hear anything, cannot see anything, period. It's
total darkness,
total silence.
Total silence. Yeah.
I don't know that there's even one, to be quite honest, quantifiably. If I'm just based off of this, again, they're saying varying degrees of blindness and deafness at the same time, some more severe than others.
So, you know, we, like, as humans, we are programmed that it's like, oh, man, that sucks. Oh, that sucks. And we have all five senses.
Yeah.
But everything's like, oh, man, that sucks. Oh, you know, I can't pay my bills this month. Oh, that sucks. Oh, this sucks. Oh, that sucks. I mean, that's humans. Everything sucks. Oh, that sucks. But none of us, when I say none of us, there are people out there. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said none of us. But none of us, as in the people that we know, have lost a sense.
Right.
we all still have our five senses.
Right.
Can you imagine right now you wake up in the morning and God takes your eyesight?
I couldn't imagine it. I mean, I can imagine possibly what it would be like, but to actually be that in that
condition. I would rather lose both arms and both legs than my eyesight.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that.
You know what I'm saying?
And complete deafness, like.
I'm already halfway there. I can be deaf. I mean, I can still read. I can write down stuff to communicate with people
You could go deaf because you already have everything.
You know, you know what I mean? I don't know.
You've already learned how to read, and you can already speak.
Yeah, I can go deaf now.
You could go deaf now, but being much born that way.
But I do not want to go blind. Do not want to lose my eyesight.
Yeah. I wonder how much better things would taste. How much better things would feel.
How much more pure the word would sound.
Oh!
If you didn't have all the shit
the corrupted in the world, view of
all the stuff that's on one of these,
yeah,
the very loose morals that people have that are posted all over everything, every single thing you look at.
The most popular stuff, which we're trying to combat, the most popular stuff is stuff that's not wholesome at all.
No. It's lustful. It's
greedy.
It's greedy. It's very dark. And there's a lot of stuff. I'm not even gonna say this because I don't wanna spark no controversy, but a freaking ad popped up to sell a book. And it's a husband after God ad.
Yeah,
it's very weird that this is how it popped up, but it pops up and it's this chick, mm-hmm. very busty, and she's holding it like this.
Look at
cleavage for a freaking mile.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like if your husband is really wanting to get after you, this is the book. Yeah, and I'm like, hold up, dude. Like, really?
Like, look at the content you're trying to sell. What are you talking about?
Who does this?
Bro.
I bought the book. It'll be here it'll be here Tuesday.
Oh, I love you too, man. That's so terrible. That's what you call a gear shift right there. Yeah, but seriously though, it's just like what you're talking about. Like, bro, you're trying to sell me something with God, and then you're gonna package it in something provocative. And dirty and foul.
Hey,
and
sex sells.
God bless it. Sex sells.
I showed it to my wife. I was like, do you think this is what they're really trying to sell? And I showed it to her. I was like, hey, because I was like, flip it. And I was like, because I was like, whoa. And then I was like, babe, come here.
Check this out.
What do you think they're trying to sell? And she's like, what the?
Yeah.
And it's like, she was like, kind of flipped my phone, like, eh. And I'm like, man, you're crazy, huh?
Yeah, go back up there.
Not really. I'm just making a joke out of something that.
It's selling a book about your husband's relationship with God, about a man's relationship with God. Let me tell you something. If you want to know about God's relationship with people in general, read your Bible.
Okay, if you really want to know. 1 Peter chapter 3. Hold on, let me get my Bible app open. This is how it starts out, okay? I apologize to everybody waiting. Okay, here we go. In the same way you wives must accept the authority of your husbands, then even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. Okay? That's how it is. So don't be concerned about outward beauty, fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, blah, blah, blah. And then when it goes to the husbands, in the same way,
You husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered.
Amen.
Okay. If someone is sitting there trying to sell a book this way,
mm-hmm. what are they truly trying to sell?
You're not. That's not what I get from that.
Proverbs, I believe it is, talks about the power of a godly woman,
right?
And he talks a lot about like beauty fades, like all these things fade away. Okay, and I'm not saying anything to be ugly. My wife, to me, in my eyes, is the most beautiful woman in the world. Best friend.
Well, of course, but let me tell you this. When you see a woman that's in her, I'm throwing this out there, and I don't mean to offend anybody, and I don't mean to sound shallow, but
I got you.
When you see a woman in their 70s, and she's got lip injections, and she's got extensions, and she's got all this stuff going on, and you think, man, look like a Barbie doll, but then you see another woman that's aging gracefully, naturally, and you see the confidence and the happiness they exude. It's like, damn, dude, she's really pretty for an older lady. That's how I view things, and I do it like, dude. Okay, so let's just go this way. If you walk into somewhere right now, let's just say you walk into a bar right now. Let's say the bar at the bowling alley. You walk in and you see this 30-year-old chick and she's got all this stuff done already. You walk in and you're like, that's my view. I'm like, yeah, man, what the
slow down.
What is going on with you right now? Yeah. When she blinks, she changes the weather pattern. You know, she's got eyelashes for days.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying, like I said, I'm not trying to be hateful.
Not ruffling feathers, but I don't find that attractive.
No, I don't either. And then you see someone walk in that's just none of that, just wholesome, pure.
Oh, natural.
It's like, dang.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more
that's to. That's how I view my wife, though.
There's a lot more to beauty than outward appearance.
It's.
Yeah. It really is.
That thing right there, dude. Because you can be a 12. And if that thing's hard as a brick and cold as an icebox.
You're a two.
No, you're nothing.
At best, yeah.
It's the same for men, though.
Absolutely.
A man can be very good looking. He can be very masculine. He can be all these things. But if he doesn't have a heart, if he doesn't care, if he doesn't nurture, mm-hmm. if he's not a provider,
yeah.
all he is a toy.
Yep. You're making me think of, we're talking about character, right? Like the character of man, the character of a woman, and like, nobody's bashing anybody. Like, it's not like that. Nobody's trying to hurt anybody's feelings as far as, like, I get it. The world is what it is, and people follow, right? They follow trends. That's the biggest thing nowadays, man, trends.
Hey, so did we talk about this last week? We were talking about what kids want to be when they grow up. Was that in here? Was that here?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Scary thought.
Okay.
So trades are dying.
I know. Dying. Scary.
Nobody wants to be a plumber. Nobody wants to be a welder. Nobody wants to be a mechanic. Nobody wants to be an operator. Nobody wants to do anything. They want, like, I want to be an influencer. I want to do this. I want to be a content creator. I want to be this. Dude, they're asking kids in elementary school, and these are the answers they're getting. What does that say for society, especially the Western culture? Now, China, Russia, all them, don't have the same problem we have because they it's regulated that you know in the Korea, North Korea especially, you don't get to have one of these. That's why they had such a problem with all the troops they sent to Russia. They got cell phones and all they're doing is sit around watching porn. They don't know what to do. Of course
they would be.
Yeah, they're like, oh man, what's this? Okay, cool.
Do you remember? Just
you can't. Society is not what it once was. People don't like. I remember growing up, and we talked about this in my pool a little while back. My wife's like, I wanted to be a marine biologist. And I was like, dude, I really wanted to be an architect. I thought that's what I was going to be. That's all I ever wanted to be. Now, I've
had, you know, Jason was here. I built him a miniature version of our table.
It's not as cool as ours.
It's not as cool as ours. It didn't have a logo. But I built him a miniature version of our table. And as I was building it, he's like, I don't know how you just see things.
I agree with that. Yeah.
And so
I've said that to you before.
That's why I was like, dude, you know, like I would have been a pretty good architect. I don't know if I could have handled the school thing. I don't have the attention span.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. A lot of trigonometry and it's a lot of math.
I
can
do all that. It's just the.
But you have natural skills that God gave you, right?
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about like in the biblical times, they didn't have schools for that. There was no stonemason school.
No. No. And guess what? They just
knew how to do it.
Like, hey, dude. You know anybody that can build this table for me? Yeah, take it down there to J-Bone's house.
He got you, know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, hey, we build me a table? Yeah, for half that oxen. A little bit of that lamb.
And a daughter to go with it.
Yeah, I'll take some of that bread. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how
and your daughter's got to marry my son. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there you go.
Man, what you start talking about.
That's the barter system, though. We took. Okay, so the decline, this is how I feel. The decline of civilization has started with money and the lack of, in our education system, when people are trying to take God out of school. Look, I understand. I understand it's somewhere in the Constitution that there's separation of
church and state.
I get that. Whatever.
I get it.
But our country was still founded on godly morals.
Yeah. It was also part of our constitutional right to have the freedom of religion where we can choose.
Yeah.
Right? And I get it, all of that, and I think it's great. You're free to choose that, right? You're free to choose whatever. But
don't hinder somebody.
No, absolutely. And don't. I'm not bashing you for being a Buddhist. I'm not bashing you for being a Muslim. I'm not bashing you for being Hinduism. I'm not. I don't care. That's your choice.
I will pray for you, but I won't pray with you.
Exactly, and that's fine. But the problem is most, and no. It's the 80-20 rule, man. 20% of the people create 80% of the problem. 20% of the Muslim people, 20% of the Buddhists, 20% of the Hindus, 20% of the Jews cause all the problems. They're the ones who represent everybody. They're the ones that are on TV or on social media talking crap about people like us.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sorry. Ooh, have you not seen the freaking billboards popping up all over Amarillo?
Jesus is not God.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus did not pre-exist with God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to look up the website.
Who's doing this? Like, I gotta know.
I want to put I told you I wanted a billboard, but we can't afford it.
Who is doing this?
I don't.
Okay, so first and foremost, it clearly states in God, in the Bible that we read, in God's word, it clearly states, nobody shall come to me except through Christ. Whoever believeth in him shall have eternal and everlasting life. And whoever is purchasing these billboards has the audacity. Okay, I get what they're saying. Jesus did not pre-exist with God, but
sure.
God had the plan. God already knew the plan. Jesus was with God from the beginning. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Dude, so whoever's putting these up clearly doesn't know what's happening. And they're everywhere. They're popping up everywhere now.
I don't know if it's anti-Christian or not. It seems anti-Christian to me.
It seems very...
Just based on what I know. Look...
Aggressive. Very aggressive. It's like 24 grit sandpaper when you need like 320. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's like, right. The smaller the number, the more grit there is. I forgot. It's no different than this, right? This content, right? If you don't want to be here, don't be here. Go. It's fine. We don't ask you. I'm not judging you for that.
Yeah.
But you don't get to berate me because I choose to. I have the same freedom that you have. I have the same freedom to glorify my God the way I understand it. And I'm not asking you to take our word for it. I'm asking you to go into your Bible on your own and study on your own.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to do that. I want you to. I want you to come back and be like, hey, John, Jason, I don't think so, bro. I think you got that wrong.
Yeah.
Great.
You need to read this.
Let's talk about it. Great. Let's do it. That would be awesome. You know what I mean? But to sit here and to just hate because of, for the sake of hate. Really? Come on, man.
Hey, I'm fixing to ruffle some more feathers.
Whatever. Let's do it.
Have you seen all the controversy behind the Sydney Sweeney ad, American Eagle ad? You know who she is?
I don't.
Okay, so she's... I didn't know who she was either. I had no idea who this chick was.
Yeah, she's like famous. Never heard of her.
She's pro guns. Okay.
Cool.
She does... She's decent looking. She does this American Eagle ad, and it says Sydney Sweeney has great genes, and it's spelled J-E, not G-E.
Yeah.
J-E-A-N-S, you know? Yeah, it's And dude, there's some purple-headed monsters out there just like losing their minds right now.
Really?
Like, this is racist. Like, how is this racist?
I don't understand.
How's this racist? This chick, she's had a career forever. They showing videos of her with guns, and she's shooting, and she's doing all this stuff. And then
and
it's
they
like,
use the play on words.
Jeans.
Make it.
And it's like, that's... And then she's trying to walk in, and they're like, stop the ad. That's racist. And it's, you know, that's you get this ogre that's crying, you know. And oh, God.
Let me tell you what I truly think is 100% the financial system, the belief system, all that kind of stuff has been a downfall. One of the greatest downfalls, honestly, is telling everybody that their opinion matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody takes themselves entirely too seriously.
Well, but no, what everybody thinks is because if you're offended, you're right. That's not how it is. Yeah, you can be offended.
You, you should have been born in 1980, bro. They don't give a damn about your feelings.
You 1,000%. You need to be introduced to the Gen X Club because guess what? You got beat up on the sidewalk if you had your feelings hurt. You know what I mean? Like, oh, really? Yeah. And they start smacking you. Dude, my own cousins beat the piss out of me. They didn't give two shits.
Golly. Okay, so see, it's not our fault that we are the way we are, guys.
No,
see?
But golly. It is. It, long story short,
yeah.
Things get so... everything gets so blown out of proportion because... Like I said, the decline of Western society is
we've gotten soft. We've gotten soft on morals. We've gotten soft on
beliefs. We've gotten soft on everything.
Beliefs. We've gotten soft on everything.
Yeah. Principles, standards.
Yeah. I mean, it's across the board. And look, this has nothing to do with political view, political stance. No. It's just a freaking, this is the way I see it. Look, man, when I was going to school, bullies honestly made me be better.
Yeah, because
I hated it.
Hey, yeah, but you know what? You wasn't going to carry a Snoopy backpack in the seventh grade because you were going to get the shit beat out of you. So guess what? You upgraded. You didn't
either
didn't go the Lisa Frank either. Yeah. And I know what you not know, you know. Like them little folders that my mommy's trying to buy me them, and I'm like, I want blue, Mom. I don't need that. I want blue or red or yellow or green. I don't need these Lisa Frank things. Like,
please stop sending me with those.
Yeah. Like, man, I just need some normal colors. That's there why was, I'm so like I'm a black, white, blue, gray, solid color. I don't like designs. This right here is just a little thing. I don't do.
I like designs.
I have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
I have a very, very hard time with it. I like plain Jane, simple.
You do, except your hats.
Yeah, but you can't even see what's on my hat right now.
This one is a very plain Jane, but outside of this, outside of here for sure. And I, you know, that just, you also like to match your outfit. That's part of your hat. I know. I can see you. I've been trying to be better at that. That's why my hat matches my logo.
My shoes usually match my shirt, too.
Yeah. So I have that.
The white and baby blue Nikes that I wore to the Rangers game.
Right, right.
And then I've wore this hat. I have the baby blue jersey.
Yeah. Well, and I just wear black shoes because they
go with
everything.
Did you watch the game last night?
I didn't watch it, but I saw them walking off. Let's go, baby.
Dude, that was a good game.
It was.
That it started, and I was like, ooh, we about to get our backs beat in.
Yeah, but no. We got her done.
Anyway. Aaron Judge is going to be back Wednesday, though. They're on right now. The game's on right now.
But we're here for you guys.
Of course.
We're missing our
Rangers, but tomorrow,
I'm just kidding.
Aaron Judge is going to be back, and that's going to be a game changer for them.
Agreed.
I'd love to sweep them, though.
Yeah. Get a brew.
I'd be like, fornicate the Yankees.
Fornicate the Yankees. Yeah, so we've talked about like the collective issues and like our views on life and the way things are. And like, look, dude, you and I, you got a birthday coming up. You and I both come from the same.
Oh, don't remind me.
Come on, bro. I already had mine.
I was really hoping nobody was going to remember mine.
Yeah, right. We both come from the same kind of, like, we're right in the same generation. We're 4 months separated. You know what I mean? And like,
so except for I'm 4 years younger. I'll be 41.
Liar.
Nobody likes a liar.
A2380 babies.
Yeah. All the A2380 babies are badasses.
Yeah, they are. Have you watched social media? Gen X has like got all the respect right now. Everybody's terrified of Gen X, and there's probably a good reason for that.
So what I'm really kind of starting to understand is it's not the fear of, like, it's just that Gen X is we're confrontational. We're confrontational. We're like, I don't know one of us that's afraid. Like, I'm not afraid to get beat up.
I've done been beat up a bunch of times.
I'm like, man, like, do it.
The only problem is now they bring weapons. They didn't do that when we were younger.
I don't care about that either. Shoot me. Shoot me.
Like, just make sure it does the job. Just
don't touch my kids. Don't touch my kids or my wife. Just... Yeah. And if you think I deserve to die, go ahead. There's a better place. I just don't care. I don't give two shits.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like in the day, though, man, where we could just go box it out and then become best friends. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Don't do that no more.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. I wish you could. It was different then, you know? It was different then. We're the last of a dying breed, man, as far as
we grew up without cell phones, without internet. Like, we saw cell phones come into play. We saw internet come into play.
I remember when the microwaves came on, dude. Come on.
Bro, we played, like, I was basically exiled from the house until the sun went down. So when I left to go to school, basically my mom's like, it's drop your backpack off and get the out. That was it. And you disappeared until the streetlights came on.
You made sure your ass was back home
by when the lights came on. Or you getting the ever-loving piss beat out of you. Mm-hmm.
Never checked on me.
No. I didn't get a drink of water. I drank out of neighbor's water hose. I drank out of water hoses 37 blocks away. I would be like, shoot, man, I'm thirsty.
My house, I would go up to a stranger's yard.
They don't got no blinds open. I'm going to go get a drink of water. I drank in Minneapolis, me and my cousin are walking back from the store, dude. And we walked for freaking ever, right? And we're walking back and it rained. And there's water running through the gutter. And I'm freaking dying. And I got hands and knees and drank the water out of the curb. And it tasted like asphalt. But I drank it. You want to know why? Because I was freaking thirsty.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know a kid. Like, all my kids are going to be like,
bro.
Dude, my son. I'm over there in the water hose. Dying. I'm not going to go inside. And then I finish, go over here and go beside the shop and pee. And Champ's watching me. He's like,
he's looking at you like, what's there wrong with you, bro?
I'm standing here holding the water. I was like, you want to drink? He's like,
I remember literally walking up to people's houses. I didn't know if they had a hose outside and drinking off of it.
Yeah.
And no one ever said a word.
No.
Never.
As a kid, we didn't get to go inside people's houses.
Oh, no, never. No. You had to go talk to dude, parents.
My
about
kids
that
just
first.
Walk in my room and go in my closet. And I'm like,
and you know about it?
Yeah. And I'm like,
my mom would murder me.
Dude, I remember the first time I went in my mom's room and she didn't know.
She found out, though.
Oh, yeah, she found out because I didn't know what I was doing in there. I was like, looking around, you know.
What's in this place?
Yeah.
This mysterious room.
She opens my bedroom door. You in my room today?
Uh-uh.
Boy, don't lie to me. And before I could even finish the negative head shake like this, she did me the old teeth click, karate chop to the freaking Adam's apple. Like, boy, I said, don't lie to me.
100%. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dude, you know when they hit you so hard, like your teeth click.
Yes.
I know. You gasp for air. No, I remember those days. Get hit with a blow dryer, get hit with the freaking curling
whatever
iron.
Whatever it took, man. Whatever it took.
Go out there and pick out the freaking branch you want to get the crap beat out of you with, and you go look for the most dry, brittle one.
Yeah.
You bring it back to you, like, oh man, this is a good one. She's gonna hit me with it once, and it's gonna shatter everywhere, and you hand it to her, she's like, uh-uh. Because she goes out there and picks another one.
And it's like seven times
damn
bigger.
It. Yeah, it's like.
And it's green.
Yeah, she's peeling the bark off the side of it and it's green. She's like, oh yeah, this will work.
You're like,
it's like that big around too. It's like a perfect bull whip. Dude, I remember all those things.
My mom, okay, so I have meaty hands. I don't have big hands. I have very meaty hands. My mother had meaty hands just like mine, but they were a knuckle shorter than mine.
Just stubby hands.
Oof. Bro, when she would full hand slap me in the face.
Or them.
Douche. Yeah. No, my mom didn't thump. When she would freaking open hand slap me, dude, it damn near knocked me out. I mean, every heavy. Ounce of force.
They're heavy.
Douche.
They're heavy.
Ooh, damn. I had face prints. Like handprints on my face.
I like how you said
I had to take the knuckle off. You know what I mean? Like just that, and then and I fingers in the chest.
Yeah.
And they would call that child abuse now. Where was this when I was young?
Hey, but that's the difference.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
If that's not if, being ugly,
dude,
man.
But here's the thing. My mom did a freaking fantastic job at raising me. Because I would have been a pile of crap had she not been so hard on me. But she was the type of mom, if, you know, she walked in, she took me to the store. I asked her for, I don't remember what it was, like a chocolate pie or a pecan pie or something like that. She's like, yeah, that's fine. She can't have it till after dinner. All right, cool. We get home. I put it in my pocket while we were in the car. We get home. I'm like, I'm going to go play. I'm gone like the Flash.
Yeah.
And I'm hiding. So there was a section of skirting missing off of our trailer house. And I'm hiding under the trailer house, and I have this pie. And I'm mowing this thing down.
She got your ass.
Oh, dude, no. And so I go in there, and she's got dinner ready. You know, and I think it's like Salisbury steak and spinach and mashed potatoes. And
that sounds great.
Oh, yeah. Right now, as an adult, I'm like, screw that pie. I want that. But as a kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and she makes me this big old plate of food, and I'm like, Mom, I'm not hungry. She's like, well, no pie. And then she starts looking for the pie. And then she's like, Jason, where's the pie? I'm like, I don't know.
Somebody better call 911.
Yeah. No, it turned into you sit there until you eat it. And I don't know if anybody's ever had cooked spinach. It's slimy as a mother.
Yeah.
But when it's cold, it's even worse. And I had to eat it. I sat at that table till I ate all of it.
Oh, and you got the worst stomach ache?
No. Yeah, because I ate freaking half a pound of pie.
Yeah. I bet the next morning you had the healthiest boo-boo you ever had in your life. Dude,
I don't remember none of that, but I remember all that stuff. I remember, you know, I came in and I lied about I had some candy or something. We went to, you remember TGI or it's like TGIF.
TGNY.
Remember,
yeah.
TGNY.
Yeah.
There used to be one down there on 6th Street.
Yep.
And I remember going there and we're walking around and, you know, everything's all good. We get home and I go to, I take off running to my room, empty my pockets. And I got like gobstoppers and like.
It was like the dollar store back then.
It was gangster. It was as gangster as you could get. And I had all this good candy laying out on my floor and my mom opened it. Where did you get that? I don't have it. I'm like, come on, scoop it all up.
You had to take it back?
Made me take it back.
God! I got mine too. I done mine too.
That's, and I'm like, so and she's like, come on. And she ain't like, come on, like,
oh, come on, baby.
It's like, that's why I got big ears. I mean, that's literally why I got big ears. That's why I got a big nose, too. I'm sure she's like this, you know, like. No, my mom was very old school. She was very matter of fact. But.
Yeah.
It taught me things. It taught me good things.
You learned, yeah. We still made our mistakes.
Yeah. But that's
we not accept the consequences.
But it's not around anymore. Like, I'm that way with my kids, and I think that's why it's like with my daughters, it's such a rough. Like with my son, he knows. Dad's very upfront. You don't.
Yeah.
First off, he knows. Don't lie to me. Don't throw me attitude. I'm like, dude, I will make your teeth click.
I'm telling you.
I will make your teeth click. But he knows. I don't even have to raise my voice to him.
Yeah.
But like with my daughters, it's completely different. Like they don't know me that well.
Yeah.
And they like when I start trying to be assertive like that, they think, oh dad, man, dad's an asshole. And then they don't want to talk to me. And it's like, that's not what I'm trying to be. It's just, man, at some point, y'all are going to learn tough love.
Tough love. Tough there love. It is.
At some point, y'all are going to learn tough love. Do you want to learn it from your dad or do you want to learn it from the world? Because the world don't care about your feelings. I care about your feelings. 100%. I don't want to see you hurt. I want to see you succeed. But the world don't give a damn about your feelings.
Nope.
So you learn tough love from the world. There ain't no love. It's just tough.
The world is not built to bend itself around your feelings. And we are part of the last little bit of generation where that's the truth. The truth now isn't like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and look, I raised my boys, right? I didn't have daughters. And I know you have to deal with daughters a little bit differently. You can't, you can't deal with them the same as you can boys, right?
I will tell you this though. You want to talk about something that will soften a man, his daughters.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like,
I'm not near as loving as I need to be for them, and I'm not there in the way that I need to be for them.
Sure.
But when they need me, it's
look, dude. I have bonus daughters. I have bonus daughters. And I'll murder for them. I'll murder for my boys, but I'm going to check and make sure they're good first. Can you?
Yeah.
You got it, or you need some help? Yeah. It's kind of like the same thing.
What's going on with you first?
Yeah, like the same thing I would do with you.
Is this your fault or their fault?
Like, do we need to finish this or not? Like, it's the same thing I would do for you, right? Like, I'm not going to just jump into the middle of things, but I'll be like, hey, are we good? Or like, do you need a hand?
Yeah.
With the girls, I'm going to go ham. Right off the rip. That's girl thing. I didn't raise them, right? Like, we kind of tried to establish this. I was going to tell you, too, we talked about, like, the timeline a little bit. My wife and I are adding a year. I'm on 15 years at my current job. We started dating a year after I started there. So we're at 14 years, not 15 years. We're a year less than what we
keep. My wife for 8.
Yeah, it's, gosh.
December will be our 7th wedding anniversary, and we started dating a year before.
So we're at, I think, yeah, so we did 10 years last year, was our 10-year wedding anniversary. This next year's 11.
We got married early, but like I told her, it's like, you're not going nowhere. You're the one I want to be with.
I was standoffish about the marriage thing still.
Yeah, not me. I sat her down. I was like, listen, hooker. I'm going to marry you. You can either marry me now or you can marry me later, but you're not going nowhere.
How long were you divorced before that?
2015 or 16. I was divorced for close to 3 years.
Divorced roughly 4 years-ish before we got married. So 4 or 5 years. I was salty, not salty about it, but I was like, at the time, I didn't think I was ever going to get married again.
I didn't either. And it wasn't the amount of time that we were, that I was divorced that was important to me. Like, I had dated, and I had dated people and
me too.
Thought, hey, I'm really into this person, and be like, no, I'm not. And after a year, I just kept getting more and more into her. And then at one point, I told her, I was like, hey, look, I'm going to marry you. And she's like, well, I'm not getting married. And then later she told me, she's like, I walked away and I was like, that was so cute.
Yeah, so you probably went and called your friend.
So I ordered a ring. I did all that stuff. And then I showed it to the kids. I talked to the kids first. I talked to Dennis. I did that whole spiel. And then my intentions were not even to propose when I did. But I had already talked to Dennis that evening.
Yeah.
And I know it was the end of summer birthday bash or whatever that we were having. And I'd already talked to Dad, and I'd already, the kids already knew, and everybody was gung-ho, and it was in my pocket. Everybody's like, all right, everybody turn around, let's take a pic. And when everybody turned around, I was on my knee. I was sitting in front of her. I could hear Christina, oh, my God.
Jeez.
And she's get up. No.
I must have been blind. I didn't catch none of that. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, she was embarrassed. She didn't say get up. She was embarrassed.
So, Dad, I didn't ask Dad. We used to bowl together, like, early on. We bowled together. Terry and I lived together, whatever. And one day, we were just talking at the bowling alley, and he goes, you have my blessing. I didn't ask. He just told me, you have my blessing. And I was like, at the time, I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I wasn't as good a man as you. I didn't go around the room and ask the permission and do all that stuff.
It's not about being
good
a man.
No, I know. I'm not saying it like that. I was just saying, like, he just kind of said, you have my blessing. And it really wasn't until that point that I even thought about it, to be honest with you. I don't even think that I thought about actually getting married. I really, really, really was like, I don't have to be married to you to act like I'm married to you. I act that way. I'm attached. I don't need somebody else. I'm not looking for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And that was my attitude towards it. And
mine was not that. Mine was, you're mine. I know we're doing this so nobody else can have you. That was mine. I wasn't worried about me. I was worried about, like, okay, hey, look.
Tied it up. If you like it, you got to put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it, and I did.
Yeah. And I should have, probably. And I did. She's mine. You can't have her. Good luck.
All right. So, got fired from my job the other day.
Oh, no. You got fired from your job the other day.
So, I kept asking smoking or non-smoking.
Seems like a reasonable question.
Apparently, the correct term was burial or cremation.
I'll take smoking. That's rough. We kind of talked about something similar to this. Ultimately, what we ended up talking about was tough love.
Yeah.
That's like kind of where we stood today. But earlier we had said something else, and this kind of matches it. Leonardo da Vinci. The greatest deception men suffer is from their own opinions.
Ooh.
Yeah. We were talking about how, like, kind of not the downfall of society, but just like how things have softened, like the thing about life has, or society and culture has softened. Ultimately, I think one of the things that made us the most soft is that our opinions matter. When, like you said, the world don't give a damn. The world don't care about your feelings.
No. Suck it up, buttercup.
Suck it up, buttercup. And yes, we are Gen X and we approve this message.
If you don't know, now you know. We're everywhere. Come check us out. Thank you for joining. I said, if you don't know, now you know. Love y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.